This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, all of you said that no matter how I sounded, you'd be happy with it. So live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I don't like being gone that long, but you know what? It's always good to be back. But hey, since it is Tuesday and we're kicking it off, let's kick it off with, he is one of the members of the Ensemble Cast of Polite Society Podcast. He is the host of Self-Defense Gun Stories, in addition to writing for his website, Slow Facts, WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and featured as a writer at Amoland.com. That would have to be Rob Morse. Yes, sir.
Bill, it is great to hear you again.
It's great. I'm not real happy with the raw throat and everything, but hey, you know what? Anyway. Are you...
And you didn't have to get up at like 5 in the morning to do it.
Yeah, that's right. That's true enough. what do you think about this latest thing? Because everybody's been sitting back going, Ryan is holding up national carry reciprocity. McConnell's holding it up. Now it's actually moving forward for a vote.
Well, it's going to... I thought they were going... It was moved for markup in the Judiciary Committee. Then from there, it may or may not go to the floor, depending on what they do. And then the magic question, of course, is, well, okay, who has a companion bill waiting in the Senate? What you and I fear is that, oh, I'm getting some pressure in the House, and the Republican elites have rigged a deal in the Senate. Hey, it's getting a little hard to stall here in the People's House. Can you guys in the executive, the deliberative branch of government, kill this thing for me? I'll believe it when it's on the president's desk.
Well, the Firearms Policies Coalition is already sending requests for 6 amendments to it.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, let's call it clarifications, because what you and I don't want is something that starts like as thick as a Bible, like Obamacare, and then turns into a stack of documents 8 feet high. No, no, we want something simple enough that mere mortals can read it, interpret it, and follow it. And then we can hold state governments accountable as well.
I haven't read, I'm trying to pull it up right now. I haven't read what their problem is with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
My first thought is it should be as simple as just driving across. You know, you're going to have to, there's probably going to have to be an application or something, or you're going to have to become much more responsible. How many concealed carriers drive into New Jersey thinking, I live in the United States? You know, that kind of thing. So they're going to have to, get in there. But,
well, okay, Bill, your mag is probably illegal in New Jersey. I mean, certainly.
My ammunition is.
Yeah, it can be in New York. So New Jersey is a hollow point exception. New York, they just arrested a vet for what? 10 round mag?
Yeah.
Exceeding 10. And now, when I was a refugee in California, I said, look, I understand them. What they don't realize is they've all joined the cult of John Moses Browning. They're not Glocketeers. They want everybody to carry 8 plus 1 and a 1911.
Right.
That's what that 10-round magazine limit is really about. Up your caliber, boys. You only get one chance to make a first impression. That is making light of a bad situation. All right.
What they're saying, they have a letter out right now. They're saying that if H.R. 38 is passed without some important changes. It may very well indirectly cause people to be prosecuted and lose their Second Amendment rights over harmless mistakes. And if it's not amended to address our concerns, they predict that this well-intentioned measure will leave millions of peaceful and law-abiding people exposed to serious criminal liability.
Right. What we want to avoid is what happens if you have even the smallest pocket knife in New York City.
Right.
You know, oh, you can argue it down to a misdemeanor. Awesome, you don't have a felony on your record. That'll be $12,000. So it's a deal between the local trial lawyers, the local judges, and the politicians. It's really dirty. We're trying to avoid that state to state.
Well, but I guess the thing would be that it would have to be looked at is that with even though concealed carry permits are very rare in California, there are rules that govern concealed carriers, and you just have to know what those rules are. Likewise in New York and New Jersey and Maryland, where they do have permits, they just, you know, it's a very rare beast to find a concealed carrier in those places. So,
well, in California, it's difficult to get a permit. There, what is also difficult in California, since they so deserve to be picked on, is their roster of allowed firearms. So, Glock changed, you know, a threadlocking compound that holds in the sight. Oh, that means you have to go through the approval process. $10,000, 10 examples. You go, what? Every year. A lot of people have just said no. The companies that feed law enforcement have stayed with the game in some cases. But law enforcement is exempt from that, which is fascinating to consider in California. So your gun and my gun are probably illegal in California, separate from the magazine issue.
Well, I mean, they have the way the gun gets. How much time have we got? I don't want to get too deep into that. With them, a gun manufacturer has to submit a gun to the California DOJ, and it has to go through whatever their, I'll say, regimen of tests are.
Right.
It has to pass, and I'm sure that they're all very subjective, aren't they?
Well, they're drop tests. It is more a political test than a functional test. Yes, you're absolutely right.
So, and the 10-round magazine thing is easily addressed, because in California they do 10-round magazines. I've got a few of them here.
Right, just in case. But it is good news. I think what you and I wonder is how he felt the heat. Paul Ryan.
I think he felt the heat because in a generic poll right now, the Republicans are coming in not very good shape. And with, like with Roy Moore.
Yeah.
Now, everybody's heard about how Roy Moore should drop out of this race. And nobody in the same sentence, they'll be out there. John Conyers is not going to resign. Al Franken is not going to resign. So Hillary Clinton, it was okay to go after the people that attacked Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton didn't need to resign. All these people on the left, they're shooting themselves in the foot in that particular. But at the same time, I think Ryan understands he better get something done, because maybe he started liking being the Speaker of the House. I don't know, that power thing, you know?
Well, there is, I just wrote an article, there is the party of D.C., the elites. I think they hate Moore because he at least has positioned himself as more of a Tea Party candidate. And if you're not there to play ball and produce kickbacks for your party, why did you get elected and why should the party support you? It's a boys club. It's not Mr. Jones Goes to Washington.
No, it isn't. Let's talk about that article, because I haven't even seen that article. Let's talk about that when we get back. Rob is, of course, a writer, prolific writer, at Slowfax WordPress blog, at ClashDaily.com, and at AmmoLand. He's also a member of the Ensemble Cast at Polite Society Podcast, and in addition to Self-Defense Gun Stories, probably the only podcast of its type out there that focuses solely on you doing what you do best. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from all over the interwebs, on audio, in print, Rob Morse. And we're going to, you know, I did this the other day. I was talking about this the other day, Rob. Maxine Waters.
Oh, the gift. Yes.
Maxine Waters has been in Congress for 27 years. Do you know how many bills she's gotten passed?
One?
Three.
Wow.
One of them was renaming a post office.
Yeah. Just so, a giant of the legislature.
Yes. But she does make $174,000 a year.
Well, and she provides you and I with... Oh, we couldn't pay for material like that.
That's true. But, I mean, I just thought it was a nice little segue into what you're about to talk about.
Yeah. Interesting, though, one of the things... Boy, the poor people of California, and, you know, and some legislative districts. It brings to mind the issue that you talked about in the last hour. The Hudson Bill for Reciprocity describes states, and you go, well, okay, let's scoop up the rest of everybody. Puerto Rico, Samoa, Guam, Islands, Virgin Islands, D.C. How about just add the word and territories? Good. Now maybe Congress critters won't get shot when they go to Alexandria, Virginia next time to practice baseball. Did you want to jump into that political comment about political elites?
Yes.
You want to go to gun story? All right, let's go there. You and I know that D.C. is, I think it's past bent. It's broken. So what does that mean? Look, government is not supposed to have quick reflexes. For that, you look at a prize fight. It's supposed to be deliberative because if they make a mistake, it may take generations to untangle. The party of Washington opposes President Trump for very simple reasons. Trump wouldn't let the political hacks load up their bills, which is with as much political pork, kickbacks, campaign contributions as they were used to. That means the party of D.C. can't earn the contributions they were planning on. And the party of Washington includes both elite Republicans and elite Democrats.
Right.
They work to undermine our president. Well, you and I, look, if we're depending on electing, I'm putting this in quotes, the right people, that only works for a little while. What we want to do is set up the incentives so that even the wrong people do the right thing. That means, like President Trump said, we have to make what happens in D.C. a lot smaller. That's 180 degrees from what the elites always say. We need more power. Give us more. For every problem, we need another law and another regulation. Look, this is beyond just the normal sort of partisan sniping. Well, we expect Democrats to criticize Republicans in power and vice versa. But I want you to understand something. The Dems aren't condemning President Trump because he's a Republican. They hate him because he's a conservative. He's an anathema to the big government Democrat and the big government Republicans. Look, you could replace big government Democrat with socialist, which has really left a few of the small government Democrats looking for a party. The elites want more power. That's their cure-all, their panacea to fix society's ills. They spend, look at the economy of this kickback scheme. They spend trillions a year, billions on earmarked projects. They get a few million dollars in kickbacks. And after a few years, that makes these political politicians millionaires.
Yeah.
Gosh, wait a minute. You and I are paying trillions so that they can get millions? That's a really bad return on investment for us.
Yeah.
Bill, that hurts. But look at government spending. That's they're trying to buy votes and kickbacks. It's a bad plan. It makes Social Security look like a good scheme, and it isn't. And the battle isn't Republican versus Democrat, although the simpletons and on the news would tell you it is. It's about the elites, the party of Washington versus any party of the voters. Now, I'm gonna shorten this down. The D.C. establishment just spent, what, over $10 million in the Senate, the special election in Alabama. Judge Roy Moore won. Luther Strange lost. The D.C. establishment backed Strange to over $100 a vote for the votes he received.
Sure.
And he lost 9 to 11. For every 9 votes that Strange got, Moore got 11 votes. and Judge Roy Moore underspent Strange 15-1. That sounds like a, you know, backyard operation with bake sales.
Yeah.
Could Republican candidates have used that money? Oh, my God, yes. Like, for example, in Virginia, yeah, where the gubernatorial candidate lost by a few percent and was left out to dry by the Republican Party. Republican elites would rather elect a Democrat to that Senate seat than a small government Tea Party Republican. Elites are in it for the money. We can vote them out anytime we want. But we have to be willing to read their record. Look, it takes more than a few seconds before you walk into the voting booth. And I'm just praying that we start putting the effort in. Bill, what do you think?
The thing about these guys is that a lot of people, like in my state, we have people like Trey Gowdy.
Yes.
But Trey's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't passed anything. He has sat and run many committees, and they have done many investigations. And he does. He speaks as well as anybody out there, and he seems to be speaking exactly the way we want him to speak, right? But
who's gone to jail for the investigations he runs?
Right. So
yeah,
when you're looking out there, there's a little more to their record than what you see on television. Most of the ones that most people don't even know, except for their congressman, they don't even know any congressman. I mean, there's 435 nobodies out there for most people. So,
well, but think, you just hit the nail on the head. Did Gowdy conduct those investigations to put people behind bars and stop corruption in government, or did he do it for the press releases, for the FaceTime to get his face on the news?
I don't have time to go into that theory because we're going into the break. I'll tell you on the other side.
We're going to break in 15 seconds, right.
Tell them where they can find you real quick. 15 seconds, go!
Slowfacts.wordpress.com, the Polite Society podcast, self-defense gun stories. And sometimes I get to be on Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady.
Especially if it's going to be on the air and stuff like that. That's the whole thing, is it's got to be on the air for that to happen. But we are, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. We're talking about, we're sort of trying to talk about moving things through Congress, because we've got one bill that needs to go through Congress in addition to some others, but one that we really want. So you would ask me about Trey, whether I thought he was doing it for the photo op or was he really doing it. I think he's probably really doing it. The only problem is I think he may have, that he either has gotten so cynical about the process that he doesn't think it's ever going to change anything no matter what he does.
Yeah.
Or he honestly believes that at the end of the day, the Constitution will somehow win out.
Trey, it's not self-enforcing, Trey.
No.
He knows that.
Yes, he does know that, but I mean, Trey, in the upstate of South Carolina, he worked real closely with a guy named Chuck Wright, and Chuck Wright is the sheriff of Spartanburg County, and Chuck Wright's one of these guys that if he has publicly stated that if something bad were to happen in the country, that he and his people will defend Spartanburg County and will be completely constitutional doing it. And if he has to deputize everybody in Spartanburg to help him succeed in that mission, he'll do it.
Sounds like a constitutional sheriff.
Yes, he's one of Richie Banks guys. So and Trey has a very close working relationship with him. Likewise, Jeff Duncan, who was my congressman, he was the one that the shooter in Alexandria asked, "Are you guys Republicans or Democrats?" But he was headed somewhere. Now, if he had been there and he had been carrying his gun, which he is a Glock guy. I would have no problem going to a gunfight with Jeff Duncan.
Right.
So he's a pretty good guy in Congress. He's part of the Freedom Caucus. I guess what it boils down to is that Congress is in we need to cull some fat in Congress. We've got a bunch of dead weight that don't really do anything. We've got a bunch of names to get on TV, like Adam Schiff, Democrat out of California. You know who I'm talking about?
Yep. Indeed.
Oh, I mean, he's just a snarky guy. He doesn't get anything passed. Elijah Cummings
Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland. So he doesn't get anything done. Now, they shout a lot, and they sit in on a lot of hearings, too. And I think that's probably what's gotten Trey as cynical as it has become, because they'll do things like block. You know, they'll run interference for their favorite person that they might have in the hot seat, and absolutely try to blister whoever they don't like. It's completely partisan, and I mean it just becomes an issue just trying to go through the hearing.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Here's something that I could appreciate, though, and you touched on it. There are 10 million people living in shall-issue counties in California, so they can get permits. With those permits, they can go everywhere. Well, if they go to New York, they will get put through the meat grinder. So there are Democrats who will get chewed up by New York's gun laws. Okay, will their representatives act to protect them? Crosses party lines, right?
Yep.
We hope that's what it's supposed to do. How about making a law for all of us rather than just the narrow measures of who contributes, which billionaire contributes the most to a political party? Please.
Right. The problem with that becomes that a lot of these guys, like Nancy Pelosi is well past her shelf life.
Oh,
she is completely befuddled anymore when you see her talking. And I mean, I live in the state where we let Strom Thurmond remain as senator till he was 100. He would sit there and they'd say, "Excuse me, Senator Thurmond, what do you think of this?" He'd be just standing there with his mouth hanging open. One of his staffers would say, "The senator feels this way about this."
Right.
And I mean,
his use by date was 20 years ago.
Yes. Yes. And Nancy Pelosi's is pretty much the same way. She is she's supposed to be a champion for women. But right now she's out there defending Conyers and Franken and all these other guys. She called Conyer an icon.
Yeah.
I mean, the $15 million that they've spent in taxpayer funds to cover up their little sexual picadillos with people, it's trying to get out there and say, well, I'd like to do... I don't know what it's going to take to do the reset. I think it's going to have to be something sort of... I don't know, some sort of an upheaval?
I don't think so. I think you can do it with just a few votes, because we don't need to take all the seats in either Congress or the Senate. We need a balance of power. If you want to get something done, you work with us. And then that it could even be a minority that dictates terms.
Well, if we could Eric Cantor a bunch of people, that would be... If we had more Dave Bratz coming up, that would...
Yes.
Because those guys don't like that when that happens. I'm sure they're all looking at Dave Bratz like, you interloper.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that's the way they're going to look at Roy Moore. I mean, I think Roy Moore is probably going to win.
I hope he does, just to put a finger in Washington's eye.
Yes, and then... I'm sure the Senate will try to expel him. But, I mean, here's the thing about what's going on right now that bugs me the most.
Bill, really? So they're gonna trash Moore, leave Franken in place? They're going to trash Moore?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? That's going to be the problem. That's going to be the problem.
You can hold up a mirror and say, yeah, I'll stack my sins against yours any day.
That's going
to
be the problem.
I want to hear what you had to say. Come on.
Gosh, I was so enjoying what you had to say about it. Getting out there, and Moore is a lot alike Trump. He's been out there for 40 years, and all this time, all of this stuff that's just now popping up. They're very concerned with due process for Conyers, for example, but not Moore and everything. So it's an interesting time for all of this to be popping up. But I'm just waiting to see how it goes. And when it does happen, then is the United States Senate, is the Republican Party going to say, we're going to disenfranchise the will of the people of Alabama that voted you in? Is that the way they're going to go? Is that the way they want to go?
I think they'll posture in front of the cameras and he'll vote just like any other senator.
He's going to be...
They'll throw some shade at him so that they can claim to be liberated, they can claim to be woke.
Yeah, I think that's their problem, though. I mean, like you said, it was strange. Gillespie was the chosen guy. We saw how well he did in, and there was never any doubt. It wouldn't have mattered who they ran in Virginia. It was going to go to the Democrat.
Well, it was close. It was really close. I mean, it was a few percent, and the Republicans left the state out to dry.
Yeah. So
they could have won many more than they did, but you have to get off the bench and get on the field.
That's true.
A minute and a half. Where to now?
Well, I think before it's all said and done, I think this is horrible to say, but I was hoping Alexandria would be a wake up call for everybody in Congress that they're just people.
Yes.
And that they have that they're not some supreme super being that is just by something that we didn't see happen that ordained them to be superior to us. That's not why they're there. They are there at our convenience, and if we decide to go a certain way, then they are toast. And it doesn't matter what Bill Kristol says, and it doesn't matter what Kevin Williamson or Jonah Goldberg or Jeb Bush or Karl Rove or any of these people say, they'll be just done.
Well, and more to the point, hi, you guys ran into the very real problem of your personal security. Guess what? We've got 300 million people that struggle with that same issue every day, and we don't get a security detail.
Nope.
Hey, what? You find out how the other half lives. Good. Now fix it.
Yeah, well, yeah. all these guys that got out there, and I'll tell you what my problem has been with the concealed carry reciprocity. We'll make full circle on this, but we got 13 seconds. Tell them where they find you.
Self-Defense Gun Stories is my podcast. The Polite Society is an ensemble show with Paul Lathrop. And slowfacts.wordpress.com.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn. Behind you, another runner is born.
My guest this hour is Rob Morse. We've been talking about, we started out talking with that about national reciprocity and then the meandering hallways of, do you think you and I, if we went to like where the House of Representatives does all of their stuff, do you think we'd ever come out of there alive? Would we just get lost in that gigantic maze? I'm sure they have to have guides to get people through that place. And, when somebody knows their way around and they've been there long enough to know that, it's time for them to go, isn't it?
It is. You touched on something amazing. D.C. is complex, and it is fundamentally un-American.
Although it is shall issue now.
the idea of the United States, and the United States is unique in being an idea, is that it was supposed to be small. The fundamental idea of the United States was, look, when you walked out of church, if there was a problem, the 18 to 20 of you solved it. That was the small, solve all problems at the lowest possible level. That's an antithesis to what the French think. I mean, the French walk out, there's a tree in the road. The nobles should fix it. The Germans would say, the politicians, the government should fix it. The American says, yo, bro, you got a chainsaw in the back of your truck? We'll fix it. And you see that you do. Okay. I'm down south. You hear about the Cajun Navy after a hurricane. You ever heard about the French Navy after a storm? Doesn't happen. I mean, if you do, it's how they drink when they're on shore leave. It's a whole different issue.
Patton once said he'd rather have a German division in front of him than a French division
behind him.
Yeah.
Bill, your entire show is about, hey, bub, we got this. Lock and Load Radio.
Right.
We're talking about people who are they'll take self-defense, self-reliant from your advertisers know it. That's the reason I'm listening every day. You're talking to me. And so if you and I go to D.C., what do they have to tell us?
Well, I sort of think, I think they're so insulated from the rest of the world that what they would tell us, it would seem a little bit like going back in time. They exist in a vacuum where they're still talking about, we've got to do something about these bump fire stocks. Well, they've been out there for 7 years, Pally Boy, just because you didn't know they didn't exist till Paddock used one or 12 or however many he used. That doesn't mean that now's the time to do something about them because, and I'm just going to say this. Let me just say this. I've never said this before, but I'm just going to say this out loud. If a gun person with a medium degree of training were to become a spree shooter,
oh my gosh,
the body count would be astronomical. It would dwarf anything you have ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Simply because they think in an ordered pattern when it comes to shooting.
Right.
When it comes to shooting, it becomes about hitting your target. It becomes about hitting in a certain spot. And they're not going to be setting themselves up in a place like 400 yards away with an AR-15.
Right.
They're going to be out there somewhere trying to plan for success. So all of these guys are just evil people. And the one thing that the politicians could do to at least put something out there to where we begin to feel a little less nervous about them is to have national carry reciprocity, which is very low hanging fruit.
Yes.
You know, Trump's going to sign it. So you just got to get it through the House where they had enough co-sponsors to force a vote.
Right. And
so,
I think that, you know, I think you may have just answered the question, why did they do it now? It was hovering about 203. I think it went over 213. So they've got the votes.
Yeah.
Out of that, I think there are three Democrats.
Well, you know, there's still Democrats that are actually Democrats. Most of them are actually communists now, but that's beside the point.
Well, we've just found that out of, 400, there are three small government Democrats.
Yes.
Wow.
They've got these three things they could do. And, I mean, if they did it, all these Republicans would just be sitting back going, you want to stay in power? There you go. Tax reform, repeal Obamacare, national carry reciprocity, Viola. But here's the thing. This is the thing, and I wonder about this. I wonder about this, Rob. Could those guys be so entrenched in their way of thinking to where they cannot invest the time to allow Trump to be successful, and they would rather fail and take us with them to prove a point?
I think you're right. You're absolutely right. They can stay in office even as a minority, so they lose 10% of the elitist Republicans. Now they're a minority again. But they can make political, hey, they can earn their kickbacks as a minority with socialists in power. What they can't do is get all those kickbacks with a conservative majority. That frightens them.
Well, I mean, Trump is somebody who knows how to actually make things happen.
Yes.
I mean, do you know what it takes to just have a food truck in New York City? A food truck.
It's frightening.
And this guy's building skyscrapers and casinos and all this other stuff, and he's getting it done. He gets it done ahead of time and below budget. So this is a guy who is looking to move the chains, simply because that's all he does. That's what he does. And it feeds his ego to move the chains. So, I'm happy with him moving the chains. But for these guys,
the economy's growing?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, if you look at with Barack Obama, the claimed, and you know he used to monkey with the figures, the claimed unemployment figures for young black men, which I think is 25 to 44, was 15-17%.
Oh, I think it was higher, but all right.
Well, that's what they claimed, right?
Right.
With Trump, real numbers, 7.5%.
And, you know, here I'll double down. Would they impose a $15 minimum wage just to put minorities out of power, out of work in the inner city, and then claim, "Oh, you need socialism"? God, that's cynical even for me.
Well, I mean, they've been doing that for years. So, I mean, in New York City, they started fielding kiosks for McDonald's, where you could send your automated order to them, and then you pay the human. And then the human hands you the, but you don't have to go through somebody taking your order. So they've cut out one person, so if they got four lines, they've cut out four people.
Yeah.
And everybody in New York was like, this is so cool. But what this is doing is it's an experiment to figure out if it comes down to it and they have to go the automated route, will we respond to the automated route?
Right. Will we accept
and we And we don't get a break in price for that. I don't ever use a self-checkout line at a grocery store because they're paying a cashier two rows over to check everything out. So, and I don't get a discount on the groceries for doing it myself. So
yes.
I don't ever do it. So anyway, this is what happens when good guys sit around and they chew the fat, because we really don't want to have to do what we would have to do if things really go sideways. Because if things really go sideways, we're going to have to get out there and get some.
Well, I think if you and I speak up, we can keep things on the straight and narrow.
Trying our best, anyway.
Well, it was like you running around Europe. It was designed to keep the Russians on their side and us on ours. I think you and I speak politically and politely and articulately to make the politicians do things to keep the government on the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes I get a little tired of being polite and articulate. I would like to. Sometimes I like to just walk down the halls of Congress with a cricket bat in each hand and just start swinging, doing a little melee action as I'm going down. Boys, this is what a debate looks like. Pow, pow. See, when you're missing teeth, that's a spirited debate. Where's Nancy Pelosi? I've been wanting to debate her forever.
Forever.
Chuckie Schumer, bring yourself over here, buddy.
Yeah, no, okay. I'll ride shotgun with you, you go there. Okay.
Before we run out of time, tell everybody where they find Rob Morse and what Rob Morse has got going on. All of it. Tell them all.
I write at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My gun articles are carried at amoland.com. Sometimes they're at clashdaily.com. I'm on two podcasts, Self-Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society podcast. Bill, we should have you back on.
Well, let me know. It would be my honor and pleasure, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.